book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 4. I want us to read a verse there. I have one or two messages to pass across to you. Then we pray. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 4. Let me read to you verse 2. Well, let me start from verse 1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. If you attended our stewardship conference, you will understand more what this place means. But let me just, we've been talking about how to be a faithful Christian, how to be intimate with Christ, how to develop intimacy and things like that. And I just want to share with us very briefly the quality of a faithful Christian. The quality of a faithful Christian. You will remember that I started this some time ago and we were only able to treat one of the qualities, but I want you to write it down. You see, before God can commit resources into your hands, He wants to know that you are His child. There is a difference between a sheep and a goat. There is a difference between a sheep and a goat. There are difference between those who serve God and those who do not serve God. If you call yourself a child of God, automatically God is responsible for your care. If you have children, you are responsible for your children's education, you are responsible for their accommodation, you are responsible for their feeding, you are responsible for a lot of things. So also, God is responsible for your upkeep. And you have to understand the fact that from cradle to the grave, God has made provision for you. Just like, I know that when you see a pregnant mother has better thoughts for her unborn child than the child has for him or herself. Do you agree with me? Even the child, what thoughts could the child have for him or herself in the pregnancy, except that child is a mysterious child? But the mother and the father, they are putting heads together, starting from the name, to the room, to the clothing, to the food, to the education, to everything the child needs. The parent of that child, they are already planning for it since the child is in pregnancy. Now you now see a child, when the woman goes to the doctor and the doctor tells the pregnant woman that your child, your unborn child is diagnosed with hypertension. Have you ever heard it before? An unborn child has hypertension. And that hypertension was precipitated on the fact that the child in you thinks so much. He's thinking about the country, the situation of Nigeria. He's thinking about the fuel crisis, the unborn child, the pregnant, this child is thinking about where the room you are going to put him. You did not sweep the room. The type of food you are thinking of, naan. He's thinking of cow and gate. You are thinking of pampas. He's thinking of napkin. You are thinking of this. So the worries is hitting this child so much to the extent that in pregnancy, the child is diagnosed with hypertension. But that is how many of us are. We do not trust God, who we call our Father. Let me ask you a question. Is He your Father? Is He your Father? Is He a good Father? Then why are you worrying for Him? Why must you kill yourself on things that are not your responsibility? It is not your responsibility. Let me ask you a question. How did you come into this world? Is it by your making? Did you think about it? I am coming to that family. I love that family. The way that man walks, even the woman, she's beautiful. I want to come into that family. Do you have influence? If you do not have influence about your life, you do not have influence about your death. If you do not have influence about your life and death, you do not have influence about your living.
He is your father, and he is a good father at that. Even lunatics, mentally insane people, they care for their children. I'm not hearing an amen. Mentally insane people on the road, if you see them with their children, if anyone will take a child from a mentally imbalanced woman, you have to be what? You have to be, you must make up your mind. Anything can happen. If a mentally insane woman will not allow someone to take her child away, how dare you think that God will allow Satan to take you away? How dare you think that God will allow situation and circumstances and sicknesses and death to take you away from him? The reason why it happens is because you never trusted him. He's a faithful father. The Bible says, if you who are unfaithful parent will not give stone to your children when they ask for bread, how much more I, a good father? Let somebody say, God is a good God. Is he real to you? Do you see him as a good God? Then why must you worry yourself to death? Why must you worry yourself to sickness? He's got the whole world in his hand. How is it that you think you are too big for him to be in your hand? Someone that has the whole world in his hand. You are not bigger than the whole world, which means your life is in his hand, and as he lives, you will live also. Let somebody say, because he lives, I will live also. So God, your future, your destiny is in God's hands. Amen. And God does not waste his resource. If you are his child, he is responsible for you. He will care for you. And that is why he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will do what? I will give you rest. What work did he give Adam in the Garden of Eden? To tend and to water the... Is that too much a job? But no, human beings want harder job. Even when God is taking you to your place of rest, even when God wants you to sit down and just be with him, let us chit chat. Let us just talk together. I want to discuss with you. I got mysteries to talk about. Just sit down with me. You said, no, I want to go and labor. I'm going somewhere. I want to walk. I've got all these things prepared. No, until I see. Friends, your life is in his hands. Even the life of your children, some people, they worry so much about the life of their children. How will my children grow up? How will they go to school? How will they do this? Your children will not die. They will live to fulfill their days. There is no force of darkness that will take them away from your hands. You must believe that God is alive and he is faithful to keep his words in your life. But I am going to a point in that all those promises are only applicable to you if you are a child of God. If you are not a child of God, he has no responsibility over you. If you are not a child of God, God can decide not to take care of you. But if you are a child of God, you know and he knows that you are his child, you are his responsibility. You are his property. And if you are his child, there are things you must do that pertains to a child. As long as you do those things, God will fulfill his promises in your life. You do not need any abracadabra. You do not need any conjuration of miracle from somewhere. Because you are a child, you automatically qualify to enjoy some privileges and benefits as a child. Those who are not children, those who are slaves, those who are servants, those that the father is not bound to provide for them, they can beg for what is automatically yours. You don't need to beg your father to do anything for you if you are a child. But if you are a servant, if you are not his child, you must beg for it before he gives you. And that is why many people today, what they need is miracle, because they do not have the spirit of sonship in them. You must possess the sonship spirit that you cry, Abba, Father. Amen. So if you are a child, it means you are a Christian. It means you are born again.
It means you are spirit-filled. There are some certain things I expect from my children to do. If some people, if two people come to me, you know, dirty, they bruise themselves, or they, or somebody brings them to me and they say, look at these children, this and what they do. If one of my children is there, you know, I will call my child, I will take him inside. And what will I do? I will correct him. Whether the correction needs punishment or it does not need punishment, but I will correct him. Because not all correction needs punishment. There are some corrections that don't need punishment. Amen. So if you are a child, there are some things that are required of you as a child that when you do it, God will do his work. Do you know one thing about God? He is as he promised, and will he not do it? He is faithful. What has he promised that he cannot do for you? But he expects some things from you. What are the things that he expects from you? What are the qualities for you as a faithful child? What are you supposed to exhibit as a child? That is why I'm going to run through this in minutes. The quality of a faithful Christian. When I mean Christian, I mean child of God. When you come, I don't know how many of us watched the wedding between this prince of England and his wife that they did. You know, they said that wedding was the most important event in history, in 100 years of the world history. Now, 100 years. Why? Because he was born as a prince. Do you know there is a way prince smile? Do you know there is a way you comport yourself that gives you away? Somebody came to my house some time ago, and from the gate, he was banging the gate. Bah, 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 look at that, where are you? Body! And I said, what a nuisance. I wish the dogs were loosed. Sometimes our thoughts are even evil, even though despite we are children of God. And the dogs were not loose, unfortunately for him. And he came into the room, and he came into the living room, and he was shouting, where are you, buddy? And from the living room, he went into the dining, and he was shouting. I said, my goodness. You don't need to tell anybody the type of person you are. Even my children were wondering. You have given yourself away. Do you know that there is a way, princes? If you watch that event, there is a way they even wave. There is a way they smile. If you smile too much, they will say that is unbecoming of a prince. And that was the mistake this woman made about David when David was dancing so much in the presence of the king. And the wife looked at him and said, ah, there is a way king dance. There is a way king talk. Do you know the reason why you are? Look at our daddy when he says that, you know, sometimes you are not aware. Do you know that every new status, every breakthrough brings another breakdown? If you buy a car, you will suddenly discover that you need to change your wardrobe. Because when they see the type of dress you wear and they will try to marry with the type of car you are driving, they may think you are a driver. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you see somebody with, you know, there is a way you see somebody. Yoruba says, ah, kinri omo oba. A prince does not need to introduce himself. You will have seen, even from the way he talks. But some of us, anything goes. Even we just dress, we are going to heaven. Heaven is our home. We can't be heavenly minded and become earthly useless. Praise God. There are some qualities that are expected from you that if those things are not seen in you, there is no way you can successfully call yourself. Do you know sometimes it is possible to beat a prince if he behaves like a pauper? It is until you mention his name that they will look at him. Praise God. There are some qualities that you need to exhibit. Number one.
be quiet.
Last Sunday we had something. If you visit too much places, if you are seen in several places, you will sin. If you talk too much, you will sin. If you dress too much, you will sin. If you eat too much, you will sin. What does that mean? Too much of everything is what? Is a sin. Do you know, as a child of the King of Kings, one of the things you have to learn, you must learn to be quiet. You must learn to comport yourself. It is not, you don't have to reply to every situation. You don't have to reply to everything. Amen. Paul admonished the people in Thessalonica. He said, study to be quiet and do your own business and to work with your own hands. Do not be busybodies in other men's affairs. I know some people are not quiet. But what Paul says here is that you must learn to be quiet. Tell your neighbor, learn to be quiet. It is not every time you just open your mouth and you just be. It's not every time. So many people, they regret their words later on. We were talking yesterday about the past election and the outgoing governor, that during an interview, he actually said too much words. He actually said too much words to people he was not supposed to say it to. Your word is your signature. Your word is your integrity. The word of, that's why the Bible says, God is bound by the words. He says, heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will not pass without being fulfilled. But your words cannot be taken seriously by man, by angels, by God, by even Satan. You have no integrity of words. When you speak, angels, they are supposed to take action about the words you have just released. They will hesitate because the last time you spoke and they took action, it was a wrong action against you. Learn to be quiet. Only say what you are supposed to say at every point in time. If you say too much words, the Bible says, in multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. When you see a prince, not self-proclaimed prince, they will not talk. When you see a public figure, do you know, let's say there's a crisis, God forbid bad thing, there's a crisis in the land, and the news, they want to hear something from you, and they get to you with TV, with video camera and stuff like that, on sensitive matter, maybe on religious thing. And what you are saying is that, Olori Buma, Oyakapani. And they will bring you what you have spoken, life. Let me quickly remind of an incident. The last time I went to do a radio program at UI Radio, the man told me some things. I didn't hear it before, but some people have confirmed it. They said there was a lady some time ago, I'm sure some of you have heard about it. She went to the Central Mosque in UI, the University of Ibadan Mosque. And they said, as they are praying, the lady just stood up and they said, Jesus is Lord. How many of us heard about it? In the mosque. And the people say, ha! You know the spirit. You know their spirit. They said they wanted to slaughter her. It is not a northern spirit, it's a religious spirit. Some people are thinking because these people are northerners, that is why they slaughter people. It's not because they are. Whether they are in the north or whether they are in the south, it is the religion. Look at the world. Leave Nigeria, go to other places. It's the same. Go to Europe. As long as it is that same religion, it's the same. Amen. And they said that lady just shouted, Jesus is Lord. They said that lady now has been expelled from that school by the, he said it took the personal intervention of the vice chancellor to rescue that lady. He said as a mark of, because they said they really, really wanted to kill her. They wanted to kill her, slaughter her. Why? What she said was it good or bad? No, answer me. what she said, Jesus is Lord, is it good or bad? It's good. Amen. What she said is good, but where she said it. I know that you, some people will say, I don't fear anybody. I don't fear, see, me, there is nothing I cannot say. I look at people like that, I shake my head. May you never run into problem that you will say, till I die. Amen. Please learn to be quiet. Every word you say count. Look at the electoral man, this Professor Jega. Level-headed man. He said something. He said, your vote will count. And that's why every Nigerian trooped out. For me, if my vote will count, then I know that I am not just doing a white elephant exercise. He said, your vote will count. I want you to have it at the back of your mind that your words count. Every word you say, every of your words count. If God were to hold you by your words, will you not regret your life? Look at the negative words you have released because you are in trouble. You could not contain, you could not control the flow of words from your lips because of the intense pain you speak against God. You say terrible things about people because somebody has offended you, and you speak words ordinarily you are not supposed to say. If you regret those words, next time you are saying good words to God, God will not take you serious. If he had taken you serious when you were cursing yourself, if he had taken you serious when you cursed yourself, by now you will have been dead. Hello? Please learn to be quiet. You don't have to talk all the time. Tell your neighbor, you don't have to talk all the time. It's not necessary. You see, your words. Do you know that as a celebrity, as a governor, as a president, as somebody who has status, your words count. Do you know that? Do you know this richest woman in the world, Oprah Winfrey? Do you know how she became rich? Go and read it in the internet. Every word she speaks is bought. You say, hey, some people paid for it. Every word she speaks, she's the richest black woman on earth. She will not, it's not 10,000, it's not 10, they are talking in millions. Thank God for the skill of your mouth, but use it wisely. You are skilled in talking. Use it wisely. Because one of the attributes of a prince or a child of God is that, I love Yoruba. He said, do you know that in those days, if somebody can abuse you with all sort of abuses, it doesn't bother you. But if somebody now abuse your father or your mother, you understand what I'm saying? You see people, they will do what? Remove it. I can accept everything. My mother! My father! Praise God. I remember one day when I fought because somebody abused my mother. They beat nonsense out of me. Praise God. I wanted to do the way the people were. Before I removed the clothes, they used the clothes. It's somebody that sees that we fight. Amen. Please learn to be quiet. When you, even with your spouse, it is not every word you reply. With your boss, do you know the best time for you to learn to be quiet? When you are angry, just be quiet. The law will tell you, you have the right to remain silent. That silence has been leading you into many troubles. Because every time they say, she said, he said. Why must everybody talk and they say, you said? Please learn to be quiet. Don't let anybody say, you said it, and you are blinking. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Number two, be contented. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Paul says, not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I thank God for the family that I was born into.
But many people are not thanking God for the families they are born into. They wish, maybe you are secretly wishing that you are born into my family. There is still hope. Did you hear me? Maybe you love my family so much and you wish that you are born into my family. There is still hope. If you are not born into my physical family, you can be born into my spiritual family. But what I want to tell you is that whatever family you are born into, be content. Be content with your height. Be content with your stature. Be content. Do you know that? If your mother, when you were young and growing up, if she used to give you eba and ilasepo, and that is what you learn to eat over the year. Do you know when you grow up and you become rich? Do you know you will miss it? Somebody didn't get what I'm saying. That eba and ilasepo, you will be missing it even despite you are rich. Somebody told me that Obasanjo, I don't know, it may be true, it may not be true. He said, there is no food you give to that man. He said, there is a particular local food, and when he eats it with raw hand. Amen. Some of us who have, you know, who have been used to our mother's recipe in the past, you know that there is no food. Or some of you who travel to places that they are not eating the type of food that you grow up with. All of a sudden, if you stumble on your local food, it will be as if, you know, you will be so happy. Praise God. And the same food, if some people eat it, they can be rushed to the hospital. Please, whatever family you have, whatever thing that your parent gives you, whatever school. How many people revolted when you were in nursery school? You revolted about the school your parents were taking you. You had no choice. You even be happy. Even it may be school that the poorest of the poor people, but you will be happy. And when you grow up and people are saying, up school, you say up school. When they were asking the new governor, when I was watching his career, I discovered that he went to the primary school that I went to at Adekile, was ICC. That later became IMG. I said, that school is becoming something. Praise God. I said, praise God. Please, let's be content with wherever we are. Whether in the spiritual, in the physical, you know, because your father is watching you. Do you know that if you have a child that is not content, you give Arai, say, I want Amala. You give Amala, I want Semo. You give Semo, I want Indomie. You give Indomie, I want bread. You give bread, I say, When you are talking, when they ask you about your children, you can identify. Say, this one, there is nothing you give her. She will complain. There is nothing you give him. God knows you. The reason why God is not giving you or blessing you is because he knows that nothing he ever gives you, instead of giving thanks, you will complain. Amen. Please be content with whatever that God is giving you. Number three, obedience. God will not rebuke disobedience in your life until your obedience is what? Until your obedience is complete. The last instruction God gave you, have you carried it out? What he asked you to do. You say, but it's not convenient. Do you think God gives you task that is convenient? No. If your teacher in the school set exam and that exam, out of 30 pupils in the class or 30 students in the class, the 30 students, all of them score 100%, they will call the teacher. Come. Everybody, 100%. It's either you are supernaturally good or something is fundamentally wrong with you. Praise God. You see, God is bringing some things before you because he wants to see how you will handle them. Please obey. Whatever the Lord, please obey the promises, the counsel, the purposes of God in your life. God will not rebuke disobedience in your life until your obedience is complete. Number three, is it number what? Number four, endure. Let somebody say endure. Do you know that soldiers endure? There are some of us that have been wrongly indoctrinated that as a believer, as a Christian, you are not so. No, there is no hardship that comes to you. And I say it again, that the institution God sends his children is the institution of affliction. Even Jesus Christ, he learned obedience by the things that he endured, by the things that he suffered. At the last day, the Bible says, people will not endure sound doctrine. I thank God in this place that the Lord has given us the grace to endure so many things, you know, because of our testimony. Then self-examination. 1 Corinthians 11, 28. He said, let a man so examine of us. Let a man so examine himself and let him eat of that bread. Do you examine yourself? Do you examine yourself whether you are in the faith? Do you know what we do most of the time? We examine other people. Look at the type of dressing he's wearing. Look at the way he's looking. What about your own? What about the type of shoe you are wearing? Don't you know that the type of shoe you are wearing can make somebody to sin? You say, how can the type of shoe make somebody to sin? Then why are you worried about the type of headgear somebody is putting on? Examine yourself before you remove the speck in someone else's eye. Remove the log in your own eyes. Praise the Lord. Then be watchful. The Bible did not say pray and pray. But what did he say? What did he say? It's watch and pray. He didn't say pray and pray. Prayer is good, but prayer alone does not bring result if there is no watching there. There is an area of watching. There is an area of watching. A child that does not watch will soil the good name of his family. A child that goes into an institution and because of the liberty that he has now begin to do everything he could lay his hands upon, he will soil. By the time he realizes it, the whole institution will have known him as a cult guy. You know, there are so many people who are nomadic Christians just because they are looking for solution. Do you know that in the case of looking for solution, you create more problem for yourself? The problem some women have is because while they are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, they are going to different babas, eating different concoction. So the problem is no longer their unfruitfulness, but what they have ingested through the solution they are looking for. Do you understand what I'm saying? The problem with so many ladies in the higher institution is not because of the particular course they don't know, but the people, the professors they have met in the process of trying to pass the particular course they don't know. This professor has introduced, he's my friend. I will talk to him, but meet us at the clubhouse. And that one used her and dumped her. And before she knew it, before she realized that one was a joker, she now went to another professor. And that professor, and by that time, have you ever watched some films in the past that eventually when some ladies wants to get married, they discover that the person they want to get married to is the junior brother to the lecturer that they have. Have you watched stories like that before? Sometimes when I look at the storyline, I say, oh wow, this is a typical Nigerian. You know Nigerian film? Once they start, you know the whole thing. In Nigerian film, you can become a god. God knows the end of a thing from the beginning thereof. Once they start, you can know the beginning. You can predict, especially when you see some certain characters. When you see people like Ogogo, now you know he's a love something. Praise God. I said, praise God. But what I'm saying is that by the time you are, see, the solution is not in the world. The solution is with God. You are looking for solution here, and by the time you visit everybody, everything, and you discover that there is no solution, by the time you come back, the same people that you are looking for solution together, they have found solution, they have gone. You know, that's the problem with so many people. I tell people, when I see people, I want to travel around, I want to travel abroad, I tell them, what do you have? I don't have anything. I want to go and start there. If you can't start here, you can't start there. Because by the time you travel and spend years and 10 years and 15 years, by the time you come back here, the people you have left here, they have built houses. If the house is not a mortgage, it's their own for life. The house you claim that you have over there is government house. Amen?
The car you are driving is an insurance car. Everything that you have is not really yours. Do you know Nigeria is a good place? Nigeria is good, oh. If you have a house, it is your own. When my friend came and they were telling me this, how many years mortgage have you paid in this house? More what? Said, there's no mortgage. He said, wow, my God, no matter, there's no mortgage. This is my house. It's eternally, forever, ever. And did this house come? Even if you refuse to go, it is still my own. He said, I love Nigeria. Because there's nothing like that over there. You cannot own a house for life. You can't. The car you drive, I'm saying, this is my car. I say, how much are you paying? God is my insurance. Third party. God is my insurance. And myself, the way I must look very well. Praise God. I said, praise God. Please be watchful. Do not watch other people. Watch yourself. You know what God told Peter? You know what he told pastors? He said, take care of yourself and the flock. Yourself first. Yourself. Take care of yourself. You know, many pastors today, they take care of the flock more than their life, more than their family, more than their wife, more than their children. Everything is ministry. I'm going to this. I'm going to that. I'm going to this. And no, that is not the order. The first order in ministry is, your first ministry is to God. Then the second ministry is to what? Is to your family, is to your spouse. Then to your children, then to the church. And that's why the Bible says, if a man does not know how to control his home, he has no business with the church of God. But today we have changed the order. Everything is ministry. Everything is prayer meeting. Every time is this. Every time is that. Even women, they go, it's prayer meeting today. It's live video tomorrow. What about your husband? What about your children? Please watch. This is not everything that is demonic. Many times, the demon you are fighting is yourself. Amen. Because you do not watch. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Please, the Lord is requiring some qualities from us as a believer before he can channel his promises. Do you know that God is faithful with his promises? If you are looking for miracles, miracles are good. But miracle is an indication of the fact that you cannot meet God's promises. Then he now channel miracle. I will say, we don't mind. We don't mind. Amen. A good father, before a good father becomes a philanthropist, a good father, before he is a philanthropist, his children, he has put them in. I mean, he has settled his children. What does the Bible say about a good father in the book of Proverbs? He said a good father does what? He said a good father, he said he leaves a good inheritance for his children and his children's children. You don't even have an inheritance for yourself. Let alone your children or your children's children. It's not everything that is demonic. Praise God. The time you are supposed to, do you know there are some things that when you get to a certain age, you will not be able to enjoy them again. Enjoy them while it lasts now. And when you get to some certain age, there are some things you must draw. Even whether you are Ijewuru or Ijewura. At 55, you still pay 4 bottles of coke per day. You are getting closer to your grave. Amen. There are some things you just have to watch. As couple, if the only thing, as young couple, if the only thing you are thinking of is that, oh, our neighbor has just bought a new car. What are we doing? We must change this car. There is no land somewhere that you have. There is no mortgage, yo. Young couple, you are using somebody else as your yardstick. I don't know. She has changed this thing now. Amen. My wife had been complaining since last week. I've been pretending as if I did not hear, listen to her. This one, we want to do something, and within 1 week, about 5 people have. Is it Ankara? Ashwebi? Have you heard anything? Like star. Yesterday, I told him it is well. It is well. Because if you are not careful, you will discover that these 2,000, 4,000, 3,000, in 1 week you can spend 20,000 on buying and co. I'm not saying it is bad. wọn gbèsè kan wà tí ò ṣe máa di owó jẹnu sá. Amen. And women, my friend, gold, I have to put gold. I'm not saying it is bad, but what I'm saying is that be watchful. What you will, where you are going tomorrow is a result of what you are doing today. Watch while your mates are investing on their children, taking their children to good schools. What you are doing is how you are going to change the rim of your tire to alloyed wheel. So many things that will not count. Please be watchful. Why? Because God is watching you. God is not looking for wasteful children. Don't be wasteful. Amen. Don't be wasteful. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let me stop here. I just want you to bow down your hearts and just pray that the Lord will make you a child indeed. God, make me a child indeed. You know, you have so many privileges as a child. As a child of God, you have privileges and rights that are yours. You don't have to beg for it. You don't need to beg for them. You don't need to cry. They are yours. Just make sure that I am a child. See, every morning, affirm to yourself, I am a child of God. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I am a child of God. God is my father. As long as you are God's child, he knows what to do. There's a song that says, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to fall. Are you following him? You have to, you see, as a father, as a child, just follow your father. He knows what you need. More than what you think you need is not what you need. That sister thing, she has to go to Kaduna. Maybe she has friends there, or she just loves the place. But God knows ahead that if she goes there, she may not return. Lord, give me the grace to follow you. Give me the grace to exhibit the quality of a child and not a bastard. God will not waste his resources on goats.